I think it's quite unique that our group here in Port Lincoln is sort of representing the whole gamut of local LGBTIQ, so lesbian, bisexual, intersex, transgender, or questioning, as a whole. Traditionally, I think in the past, these groups have been segregated in themselves. You know, it's either a gay man's group or a lesbian support group. I believe that we're really walking the talk, I suppose, of inclusivity.
This community group that has been established, what is it exactly and when was it formed?
Earlier this year, state government had adopted a social inclusion strategy for LGBTIQ. I was actually very fortunate actually to be a part of that working group for the last 2 years to develop the social inclusion strategy. So as a result of that, it was about, well, how can we action some of those aspects of the strategy of inclusion? So we as a community initiated a workshop to try and understand some of the issues and concerns of our local community. And out of that, we had devised about 8 goals. And some of those goals range from developing a support group, continuing the Safe Place initiative where people, where young people or older people can go and get counselling if they require. We've also got goals there, strategic goals to work with local Chamber of Commerce and the tourism so we can work with local businesses to make sure that they're safe and they can provide safe and inclusive services. For example, it'd be really great to have a register for local transgender, for example, and they can go, they know that they can go to a particular hairdresser that may not judge them and actually can get their hair done. Also, I think on the east coast of Australia, they call it the pink dollar, where a lot of the shops actually display the rainbow flag in their shop, and that basically says that, you know, they're a safe place and they welcome LGBTIQ customers, and also really great for tourism as well. They say there's lots of money in the pink dollar.
This is a pretty big move for a regional community to establish something like this, this group and these goals. What's laid the foundation? What's changed to enable this to grow and to happen?
Oh, look, I think there's many different factors. Over the last 10 years, I think us as a society in Australia, we are a lot more accepting. You know, social norms have changed. There's just a lot more acceptance around. I think what also has changed is that we've got evidence, you know, statistics. For example, one of the damning statistics in young people that struggle with their sexuality or identity is currently in Australia, especially regional Australia, 7 out of 10 young people do contemplate or attempt suicide. So that in itself was certainly one of the big driving forces for our community or a small number of our group. If we can provide safe places and support LGBTIQ in our community and save a couple of lives, then we've done our job.
What changes have you seen in Port Lincoln over the last few years in terms of the presence of the gay community and the acceptance?
I think the visibility of LGBTIQ, the gay community, out and about is a lot more accepted. I know that there's still a lot more road to travel. However, slowly, you know, it's all about the attitudes. But I think at the same time, this group's really focusing on our strengths. We're certainly not victims anymore. We don't focus on the negatives in the past. We acknowledge the strengths of the people of the past. Because I think historically, if it wasn't for our forefathers and people that put up that fight for equality and inclusivity, we wouldn't be in this position today.
So in somewhere like Port Lincoln, has it relied on a few brave individuals just getting themselves out there and representing their true selves within the community make this shift happen? Is that what's behind it, or are there other factors?
Look, I think it's many different factors, and certainly there's been some brave people sort of stepping up to the plate in leadership positions that have raised some of these issues on the fore table with other movers and shakers of the community. Tunarama is a really great example. You know, Vittorio Del Grande was our Tunarama ambassador and who was openly gay, and he's done some wonderful things of really breaking down a lot of those barriers. But at the same time, I think, you know, there's many people in the community that are visible but and contribute to community. I think generally we all work alongside of each other. We all have something to contribute. So I think we all do our little bit. And then, you know, there's portions of the community that really keep to themselves. And, you know, that's okay. As long as they feel safe, that's a great thing.
What are some of the challenges that this group will be working to overcome?
Yep, sure. So, like I said, we're really focusing on our strengths. I think the challenges are really working towards making sure that some of our, you know, health services, social services are actually fully inclusive in how they may be able to support us. I think one of the biggest probably challenges is actually getting specialised counsellors in the regional area that can support transgender transition. There's a lot of barriers around that for people that have to go to Adelaide for psychiatry and all part of whatever's needed in that transition. But for a lot of people having, you know, trained support workers in mental health, drug and alcohol, all of these areas would be really good. And one of the strategic goals is for the group to really advocate to sort of provide, hopefully, that training for these social services in the future.
A representative from Gay Men's Health SA was talking about some of the services that they're planning and wanting to offer in Port Lincoln, including things like an online counselling service where people can have, you know, direct one-on-one counselling via there. Is that something you think will make a difference?
Mm. Look, I think these days, you know, we've got access to the social media, and online counselling services are really important. But at the same time, people are people, and we can never forget that. And, you know, ideally we would like to work towards actually getting, people on ground so we can actually provide that more personal support that we all deserve.
So members of the Port Lincoln community are making these steps. What's the consequence of not doing this? What's the consequence of not taking on this issue and spreading this community awareness and building this support?
I think if we weren't to sort of move forward, we wouldn't be helping other people become more informed on who we are and some of the challenges. It also, we're sort of risking young people not feeling supported or feeling safe, so that can actually sometimes lead to the to suicide, unfortunately. And these are the true and damning statistics that we're dealing with now.
Why do you think that our regional communities have been so challenged by sexual diversity in the past?
Oh, look, I think historically, you know, it's just been the Australian way, you know, like, I mean, especially regional. I think small communities, social norms have been developed of what an Australian is in the past. So I think regionally it's always been a little bit slower to sort of accept diversity in communities. And this is personally my own observation and my own understanding. I could be very wrong. But I think that probably now that, you know, we live in much more of a global society, I think people are becoming more open to these different ideas, and there is an attitude shift occurring at this time.
Do you anticipate this sense of inclusion could be developed quite fast through some of these actions, or will it take a little bit of time still?
Look, I think the actions that we're sort of initiating creates discussion. There's going to be periods of people questioning and not understanding. I think the discussion's good. I'm a big believer, if you do not understand something, open the can of worms, let's talk about it, and through that discussion we become more informed. So I can see a massive acceleration potentially in the area of regional South Australia and Port Lincoln from this group, because the discussions, the more that we're out there, the more visible, we're going to have these discussions and probably challenge some people's ideologies as well, and through that we're going to have more understanding and more acceptance.